as President Bush continues to work on retooling his Iraq policy. In Baghdad today, gunmen kidnapped about 30 Iraqis, and that came in another series of brazen daylight attacks.
Some U.S. senators are visiting Baghdad, including Senator John McCain. He called a troop increase the only way the U.S. could hope to win in Iraq.
It requires us to have an injection of additional troops on the ground in order to bring the situation under control, in order that the political process may proceed.
This procedure has been called doubling down. It's controversial and disturbing, perhaps, for some military soldiers and their families. From Fort Lewis, Washington, NPR's Luke Burbank talks to some families.
Ferrelli's Woodfire Pizza is sort of the place to go for those stationed at Fort Lewis. It's comprised of two big rooms. On one side is the bar, where young soldiers play pool, flirt with girls, listen to a lot of Nickelback and Creed on the jukebox. The other side is the family area. Lots of moms and their kids, some of them minus their husbands who are on active duty. When the suits back in D.C. make proclamations about winning wars and troop levels, it's places like this, Ferrelli's, where people really feel it.
I mean, it's hard missing birthdays, holidays, everything. It's very hard on us wives.
Tammy Larson was sitting next to her husband, Dave, a paratrooper, and their five-year-old daughter, Desiree, who was pretty much obsessed with a blue balloon the waitress had given her. At the moment, Larson's husband is home, but there's no guarantee that will last. During Operation Enduring Freedom, he was gone for a year, and his family rarely heard from him.
My daughter was young. She didn't really know. But now, since she's getting older, she's seeing what's on the news. She's, you know, hearing things. But, you know, she knows that her daddy's going over there to help people. I mean, I'm just here to support my husband.
Like many of the military folks I talked to at Ferrelli's, Dave Larson had a certain resignation in his voice when I asked him how he felt about news that troop levels could actually increase, not decrease, in Iraq.
I mean, they really have no choice. You got to do your job and come back, and if you don't like it, just get out the military. That's all you can do.
The president wants to stay the course, and by all means, if that's what is decided, that's what we're going to do. But it gives you a sense of loss, knowing that, you know, this is still going to continue.
This soldier, an Army Ranger who served for 21 years, including stints in Somalia, Kosovo, and Iraq, didn't want me to use his name. He's a couple of years from retirement and wasn't looking to get in any trouble over some NPR story. He said he actually has it okay. He's married but doesn't have any kids, and he's career military. The guys who really have it bad, he says, are the National Guard and Reserve troops who keep getting cycled through Iraq.
And they come back and they're home for, you know, it was supposed to be a minimum of 9 months. Well, they're home for 3 or 4 months, and then they say, you know, they hear, oh, by the way, in 3 more months we're going to redeploy you again. You know, so, you know, that has a lot of effect on the stability of military members' families, you know, not to mention the military members themselves.
If there's one thing military life has taught these families, it's patience. Most of them told me they're waiting to see what course of action the president chooses before they form a solid opinion about the merits of doubling down versus withdrawing. For our anonymous Army Ranger, one thing, though, that's not in question, this war is getting old for a lot of people.
I think the longer we're over there and the longer we have our soldiers stay over there, the more negative effects we're going to have on the military, on the morale of the military, on the morale of the military families. And it's just going to get worse unless somebody comes up with a better plan.
To that end, President Bush says he's weighing a bunch of options as to how to proceed in Iraq. One thing he will say is that he won't be rushed into any decision, meaning folks here at places like Ferrelli's will get another chance to prove just how patient they can be. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Fort Lewis.